What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland art gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
Cheers to the Auckland Art Gallery. I went and saw the Mary Quant exhibition. I don't know. Just
great show.
Over Christmas. Great show. Cool. It's definitely worth heading along to the gallery if you haven't been up there.
Actually, just
for
got
a while.
We got a message sort of surrounding that. Hey, I'm a self-employed artist. This COVID shit has crushed me. But I will find the money to take Mum to the Mary Quant show because she doesn't go out much. Be great to have that pass. Mm-hmm. I was going to add her. Apparently her cat died recently as well. We don't have a Mary Quant to give away or anything like that. It's just, that was just a heartfelt text.
We do. I mean, you can see the Mary Quant exhibition.
If
with
you get the Auckland Art Gallery, yeah. So it's sort of, we can cover it off.
Do you have a B card texter? Text your name and your B card through to 53095. We might be able to help you out.
Gonna need the B card, gonna need the name of the cat. So.
And name of the mum also.
Yeah.
Just so we know that it's not a lie.
Keep it official.
Yeah.
Keeping it official here with Sam Harmony. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thank you for having me.
All things considered, we just thought, let's celebrate music no matter what.
That's a great...
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that.
Punch upwards, I think.
Yeah.
Like you're, of course, the man behind the music for The Other's Way and a bunch of other things.
Well, it's me and Matthew Davis at Flying Out now. Ben Howe was involved for a long time, but he moved to Wellington to be a Massey lecturer, which I think... upon reflection, it's probably the right decision, given the events of last week.
No, shit, all you can do is laugh, right?
Yes, that's it. I mean, I think everyone's feeling pretty bummed out.
Yeah, I know. Shit, a week. I mean, I've been trying to stay positive, but I've just been a bit like, oh, crap.
Yeah, and I don't know. Let's not wallow in it, but I just think it'd be, if everybody is out there is capable of... buying some music on Bandcamp, or perhaps going to a show at the Wine Cellar on Whammy, or whichever venues are going to be open for as long as they can stay open. I mean, like, there is some very sad, I mean, it's just not fair, really, is it? Like, what did they do to deserve all this? Nothing. And what support did they have?
Two shots for summer. That was a very short summer.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's not the government's fault either, but it would be nice if there was some support for the industries that are in lockdown, even though the rest of us aren't, you know? That'd be nice.
Now, let's reflect on some of this live music that we could have seen at The Other's Way.
Yes, let's. Well, it's nice to play some tunes that, I mean, this is just personally some songs that I would have liked to have kept caught. Generally, I'm working the whole evening and I don't really get to see that much music anyway.
You're hanging out at Red Bar as well on the night.
Johnny, you can't blow my cover, man. Don't blow my cover, bro. No, yeah, I am just hanging out at Red Bar where the real tunes are during The Other's Way. If you heard it here, not first, so the 7,000th time. These are some of the bands that I am... Or artists that are just truly a little bit, but part of The Other's Way, the fun thing is that you get to see all in one place, all of the bands and acts have been making interesting music for the last, in this case, 2 years, because this is the second year in a row we cancelled it.
Far out. Yeah. Is it, how cancelled is it at this stage? Do we know?
It's so cancelled.
Like, not postponing. Cancel.
We postpone it, so the first... let me just
draw Other's Way is usually in September, right? First weekend of September.
It's kind of the last weekend before we do Daylight Saving, as a general rule. So it's the last time that the sun sets about 6 o'clock, so that you can go to the club early and see some music and you don't feel weird about it. That was a general idea anyway.
Right. Respect to the farmers.
Respect to the farmers.
On K Road. Yeah, on K Road. Yeah,
we've made these decisions based on the farmers' decisions.
It was supposed to be in September. I think September 21st. Honestly, I can't even remember now. But I think it was September 21st last year. Then we postponed it. We obviously went into lockdown in late August. Then we postponed it till November. We were like, well, a couple of months, we'll be fine. Then we postponed it again to January. And it was supposed to be on Saturday. But it obviously... won't be on Saturday, and we just thought, you know, we gave it a red hot go.
Are any of the bands just coming up and they've already booked their tickets and they just want to play a gig? Because we could just put a gig on somewhere.
Funny you should mention, Hans Puckett and Sulfate are playing a show at Whammy Bar on Friday night, and Carnivorous are playing a show at Wine Cellar on Friday night.
Right on.
Seated and Spaced Out. Tickets, you got to buy a ticket because
it's only 50 tickets to that Wine Cellar.
There ain't many, so get online. They're both
is it
shows.
A better idea to just try and find a park and just have a few bands just playing a park last minute?
No, it's not a good idea. Okay. Because we're trying to split the venues, Pickery.
Yeah, that's true.
Before they...
What if we... There's a way around this. What if you did like a little donate thing? Play at a park, donate
I think the thing is, the only
donate to the vineyards. Play outside. Donate to the vineyards.
Buy all your beers from the venue.
Yeah, that's.
They don't have off license though. That's the problem.
And no one wants to do a live stream anymore. We're so sick of the digital world, you know.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
I think
it has to be.
What if they've, what if, okay, here we go.
All right, we're going to solve COVID, guys.
What if we, the venues just, yeah, represent themselves outside in the park? Tell you what, we've got a few songs to get through, so right, we play a song, we come back and try and fix this whole situation.
If you're from the Auckland City Council and you're listening right now, please give us a call and let us know why we can't just do it in a park.
Nobody's, like, the, I feel like there's no boss in that situation. That's the problem. There's like 20 people going, wow, what do you think we should do?
You can still only have 100 people, even if it's outside, even if it's in a park.
Mm.
So 100 people is not enough to pay the band, you know, really. That's just my take. My hot take for you there. Out there in the world. I mean, that's part of the problem with the red light system, really, is that...
Bands want too much money.
No. Bands want to earn a living like anybody else. What I thought of... This is a bad... Just one example, a dude like Troy Kingy, who has been putting out a record every year, which is very hard to do, number one, was touring, had played one show and had a full schedule booked for the summer, and now he is not going to play any shows. And it's a little bit different. It's not like... With a musician, it's kind of like you get your window where you're really on top of your game and you're killing it, and he is world-class killing it right now. And, there goes his summer. There goes his chance to, you know, pay his mortgage, et cetera, you know, and it's just a fucking major bummer.
Mm.
So go and buy his record, jump on his Bandcamp, you know.
Hopefully the next record is totally wildly different.
I feel they're all different. I think they're all supposed to be different.
Not enough for me. I feel like he's kind of making the same record a few times. He's getting a little bit of a...
He did the funk record, did the reggae record.
Mm.
Then he did like the folk kind of Americana. And he's got more to come.
There is. I mean, what is that? Like four? He's doing 10? There we go.
He got six more.
It's bound to get crazy. He could just do like completely ambient one where it's just drone music. Just you could ring that out in a couple of days, mate. That one's sorted.
There we go.
That's an easy year off for you.
We get to hoo-hoo on there.
Fuck no, he could do his own thing.
But yeah, it's just an example of like, that's just one story. You know, there's 50 bands playing the other's way.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Hundreds of bands around.
I think he assembles his bands as well, so that's employment right there.
I mean, it just sucks. Just sucks we're all involved. And I don't think... I mean, whatever you could do, I think even just the moral support, I think all the musicians, the venues.
All the crews.
The crews,
you know,
the suppliers.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I spoke to one of my audio suppliers and like, you know, he had a whole summer of work. And honestly, we could not do the festival without him. He's so good. His team's lovely.
Obviously, we have to readapt and do heaps of little things under 100 rather than one big thing that's 500.
There's just no way that works financially to pay a front of house person, a stage manager, all these people whose expertise you need to maintain a live music industry that is vibrant and good.
For 100 people, small gig though.
I know, but like, even then, like, if it's in, I mean.
So you're saying just fuck it, no music anymore, we should start painting?
No, what I'm saying is that if the government wants us to have a live music industry outside after the Omicron outbreak, they need to support, target these industries. Otherwise, these people won't be able to continue to either live in New Zealand or work in the industry. You know, they'll move overseas where they can work, or they'll become lawyers or dentists, or
they'll just have to exist like a lot of other musicians in this country.
I'm talking about crew. I'm talking about people who've like, you know, spent years becoming experts in their industries and are very good at what they do.
You have to get a bit more jack of all, don't you?
I just think it's not fair to say that everyone's experiencing this pandemic in the same way.
No, not at all.
You know, like banks did fine. Real estate agents did good. Lawyers did fine. Like, you know, all these other industries have got no troubles.
Yes, but the 10 richest people in the world.
It's a pandemic. It's not a planned thing. So
I'm not saying it is, but I'm just saying
it's not a pandemic like I've heard before.
Society have, you know, we decided to not go to work because we want to save each other's lives. Well, we also decided to support everybody with the wage subsidy, and now there's one industry that can't work. So what's the difference?
I think a lot of people argue that we didn't decide that. But yeah, that's why I think we're really finding, it's getting to that grind point now where everyone's finding their limit and finding what whereabouts.
I don't want to play the blame game, but I do want to say that it's worth thinking about. And I feel for each and every one of you who are in the music industry and feeling like, the worst part is we've been doing this for 2 years. It's not like we're not used to feeling like shit.
Mm.
And we were just feeling good again. And then we just got it's just back to square one a little bit.
Yeah.
Anyway, I do want to feel good. So I think we should play this song because this is the best song of last year, I think.
always act naughty. Never fellow gang, always been a soldier. Riding since a youngster, up until I'm older. Always on the heck of half seat. With my soldiers, we always act naughty. Never fellow gang, always been a soldier. Riding since a youngster, up until I'm older. Got my tacos, till I'm mate. AP, but the fam call me Pate. I'm doing fine, don't need to ask how I am. Say Saipe, don't need to ask Fefe Hake. With the Navy, never seasick. Always on it and we never need a reason. Anytime, any place, any beef gets sussed out. I don't wanna have to call the fleet. Another weekend, another link up. Another bus, another bag, another drink up. More bills, green, blue, or them pink ones. Green bottle, brown bottle, better sink one. Always on it, heck of a seat. With my soldiers, we always act naughty. Never fellow gang, always been a soldier. Riding since a youngster, up until I'm older. Always on it, heck of a seat. With my soldiers, we always act naughty. Never fellow gang, always been a soldier. Riding since a youngster, up until I'm older.
I don't stop, nah, just go and get it, that's for sure. Yeah. Eyes on the prize, gotta get the alcohol. Lele vibes, why you hype? Calm, la lo. White boy, but I be reppin' the Samoa. Do it too sick, if you wanna some more. Sao malo, puso rata solo for nua. I inga mumua, ma fapete lia tua. Ay, siva mai, siva mai, siva mai. Siva mai, siva mai, siva mai. Ata mai, siva mai. Ata mai, siva mai.
Always on the heck of a seat. With my soldiers, we always act naughty. Never fellow gang, always been a soldier. Riding since a youngster, up until I'm older. Always on the heck of a seat. With my soldiers, we always act naughty. Never fellow gang, always been a soldier. Riding since a youngster, up until I'm older.
That'll cheer you up.
Had a call from someone suggesting perhaps we just do illegal outdoor raves.
Sounds like a way.
In the tunnels location, of Devonport kind of thing?
Phones in the bowl before you get there, so you can't Instagram story it.
That's getting hot. Hey, where did we get to on the tunnels in Albert Park? What happened there?
It exists.
For a while, everyone was like, let's open a cafe there, and nothing really happened with it.
Yeah.
I feel like...
Went the way of the city rail. Like, now they're actually making that.
Apparently they go all the way through to like the Strand and Parnell. They just pop out over there.
There we go. If you're looking for an illegal venue.
Why am I trying to cross the road though?
No, we want outdoor, not indoor.
Yeah. Anyway, that was Karma Humble and AP from Church and AP. And there's a little bit of a crossover there because Church and AP played one of their first shows at the Others Way.
Mm-hmm.
And Karma Humble was going to play a show this year. I was looking forward to it. Big tune.
Back to solving the problem. What about we do the thing where you go and party on like a barge outside of the city limits?
Still going to do 100 people.
Damn it!
Barge doesn't cost you.
What about international waters?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Exactly what I'm saying.
I mean,
what if everyone showed up on their individual boats to a spot in like international waters?
Johnny and Big Hungry's international waters.
What could go wrong? Really?
Georgia FM did one in Fiji. That didn't go so well.
No, didn't someone die on a scooter?
Exactly. See what I'm saying?
The first fire
really
festival.
Really sucks.
Yeah, see what I'm saying, boys? You were getting into territory that it's just a world.
Sorry,
of pain,
just trying to save the whole industry. My bad. You know.
Yeah. Well, there is some people who have the capability to at least help. You know.
Okay. I mean,
I don't know if they listen to this.
The government could relax.
Somebody's saying, bring back the artist benefit. I've never been fortunate enough to experience the artist benefit. I feel like it was about 10 years before my time.
I heard good things.
I've heard good things too. Yeah, it sounded great.
Just some targeted support would be great.
Yeah, I was just thinking to myself, the government could relax the rules and regulations around Guy Fawkes, and perhaps artists could sell Guy Fawkes 365 days of the year.
Let's get creative. Yeah, here we go. What's next? What other pyramid schemes we got?
Party up real high trees. No one could touch you up there.
Hey,
sort of Jetsons-esque.
All of this, we'll put this all in a big bowl and we'll read it out one by one in Parliament.
Now, the next song you've selected is by a band from Wellington, Sam Harmony. Tell us about this band.
This band is called Transistor, and I just think they are criminally slept on everywhere, especially in New Zealand.
Not on this not particular
this,
radio
not on,
show.
Not on this particular radio show or studio. But again, I was very much looking forward to seeing them actually tear up a stage.
You should have come to Field of Dreams 1, mate.
I should have.
They were fucking awesome there.
I should have. You know, it's one of my life regrets.
You can't go to Field of Dreams 2 because that's actually one of the other events that's just being cancelled for the third or fourth
See
time.
See what I'm saying?
Much like others would.
It's just so... Well, anyway, because I do help put on a festival, I put them on my one, and unfortunately, I won't get to see them. But I think we should listen to their song, because it absolutely shreds. This one is, it's called Contextualize. What up, Transistor, if you're listening.
And you're back in the room. You just got fuzzed by a transistor. Would have played the Others Way Festival all the way from Wellington. A lot of Wellington acts coming up.
From I think there was about over 50 bands on the festival.
Is it cool to talk about what would have happened?
Yeah, why not? May as well.
No, for you, like.
Yeah, I mean, I feel all right about it. I mean, it'll happen again, maybe. I think it was about 10 acts coming from outside of Auckland. And of those...
Jacob? Wow.
Five of them were coming up from...
We were going to somehow leave our DJ set at Red Bar and try and watch Jacob. Yeah.
Well, they had two bass rigs on stage.
Dang.
They're wild, though.
Like, it's
they
so
were
heavy.
Like, we'll just bring all of our own drums. And I was like, oh, well... You can if you want to, but it'll be quite difficult because there's three other bands on that stage and we'll check them one, the drums once and we have to leave them. And he was like, oh, they're not going to like it, but all right. but you know, they've got such a particular sound that they want to create it. But man, it would have been good.
Where were they going to play?
They were actually going to play in the studio. We thought we'd get a bit rockier in the studio than we have in times past. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Mm. God, that band's good.
And Night Lunch were due to play. Have you seen them before?
I saw them play at Whammy in July, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, another great newish. I guess they're not as new as they were, but they're such a unique band. They're very, I don't know, it's hard to describe. It's sort of like, it's very loud. It's almost noise rock, but kind of a strange tonal thing they've got going on with that whole bass.
Diddly bow.
Hammer situation thing. Is that what it's called? What's it called?
Yeah, diddly bow, like a single string slide guitar.
Yeah.
A lot of distortion. Classic kind of two-piece situation where you try to make as much noise as you can. All of a sudden you sound like four people.
It's pretty good.
It's good.
Yeah.
Someone's just asking, do beaches have capacity limits? Y'all should do it at the beach. Yeah, beaches are still owned by the council, unfortunately.
Well, they're owned by all of us, but I don't think any gathering of more than 100 people is illegal, whether you like it or not.
What about a plane ride? How many people on a plane?
I don't think they're allowed to put more than 100 people on a plane.
Just asking for a friend. What about a train? Different carriages.
What about a gigantic
sort of like a Snowpiercer type situation where you just got like different, you keep cruising through the rooms and it's like,
if you got 60 axles you can get 600 on a moving vehicle.
I think we're kind of steering towards the illegal rave type situation here, aren't we?
Well, I think you should all
do it at Parliament, just at the Beehive, just one of the spare rooms.
Well, are you talking about the Boris Johnson scenario?
Take it right to the heart of the city.
You talking about the Boris Johnson scenario? I think I'll
you can probably do whatever you want if you book Clark Gayford.
Oh, yeah, at least you can do whatever you want. Apparently, if you call him up and ask him to tell me, shots fired.
Awkward.
Yeah. Now you've selected a song by the Fuzzy Robes.
Yes. Now this was the band I was hotly in. This is probably the band I was looking forward to seeing the most because I don't think they played one show before in Christchurch. They're a psychedelic rock band. Which is kind of, I guess that's there's a zeitgeist at the moment. There's a lot more psych rock being made in the post Tame Impala world. Mm-hmm. But this is a liturgical record, so it's kind of based on the Book of Psalms. It's a gospel psych record, can I put it that way? And Shannon Fowler, who wrote the record and has a studio in the Flying Out offices, this was a bit of a favorite record of the Flying Out offices before it even got released. And then it got released and we were like, you have to play this at the Others Way. And he was like, oh, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to do that. And then he did it and crushed it. And was like, I think it's going to be really good. So hopefully we'll be able to one day see the Fuzzy Robes actually play.
From Christchurch?
From Christchurch. I mean, Shannon lives up here, but I think there might be 11 people in the band.
Wow.
It's a big rock group.
Like, sounds like a polyphonic spree type situation.
Well, there's a whole lot of keyboards on stage. There's a whole lot of, I think there's two guitars. I don't know. They're bringing up everybody, you know?
See if you can hear it all. It's just drums so far. I'm not. Wait. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, cute little bird at the end.
Yeah. It's like the Aotearoa electric prunes. You know. God, it's good. Oh.
Freaky deaky.
Yeah, that's the fuzzy robes. I don't know if you can... I think that record might be out of print now, but... God, it's good.
You're saying John Baker put it out?
John Baker, yeah, he put it out. He put that out in the Plague reissue that came out last year as well.
Holy moly.
I know.
Just wondering how on earth he heard about it before it...
I know. It's just...
And I just said email. I just came in with like a...
You reckon email?
That's usually how people contact people officially.
I feel like John Baker would sort of operate doesn't with a fax email? Machine.
Yeah.
Don't you get emails from John Baker? I have.
I get occasionally I might get a text or a phone call.
No, when you got an email from John Baker.
Let's take this off here. Yeah. Well, I mean, that would have been great, but c'est la vie. Should we do one more of these that would have been great? All right. This band is Coolies. Have you guys seen Coolies play?
I don't think so.
Don't know, maybe in like the early to mid 2000s.
Coolies is a band that literally, guys, sorry to get profound here, but they changed my life when I saw them play.
Man.
They played at Camp Aloham, the last one in Bulls on, I think it was a Saturday night. I can't remember. It was not the last night, but the second to last night, and they played inside this kind of shed garage area.
Mm.
And it was unbelievable. It was like life-changing experience. I think Paul Roper, formerly the Mintrix, was drumming at the time. Fiona maybe moved to the US, but it was amazing. And I swear they are the... I mean, Thurston Moore says they're the best band he's ever seen. And I mean, that's high praise.
It is.
And I think they are... I don't... We're going to play one of their songs, but I don't think their recorded material... I don't think you could ever capture them... recorded as they are live. Like, they're just too visceral an experience of a band, and they're absolutely devastating. And when I saw them, I was like, holy shit, this truly twisted me up and made me a different individual.
That's great, the power
yeah.
of music.
Yeah. So yeah, this is Coolies, it's Let's Pretend. This is from 2010, I think, and Chapter Music, shout out Chapter Music, they put this out over in Australia.
Oh shit, Jin's just sent a real private message. He's got three copies of the Fuzzy Robes on his desk.
Oh!
There's three of us. Here's the Coolies. Were you on acid or anything?
Not on that night.
Yeah, it helps your sort of broad thinking if you've had it recently.
But okay, so that weekend, you know who else played? Toro et Moi, Caribou.
Mm. These are all fancy kind of bands.
Fortet. So fancy. It was a year that Splore did that thing where they couldn't do the show, and then they did the Auckland Town Hall thing.
Yeah,
and there was this thing, and somehow all these bands ended up playing camp. All these big bands. And Orchestra of Spheres also played. And they were good.
So
Lawrence
good.
Arabia played. It was a tour that Chant Darling had just come out, and they were like on top of the game. But of the whole weekend,
another thing that probably cancelled, by the way,
best band I saw, well, don't drop the gun.
Sorry.
they were playing. I should have played the Chant Darling song, but I'm not going to. But you should listen to the album. It's still as good as it ever was. But yeah, the best band I saw on that whole weekend was Coolies. And I'm not saying the other bands weren't good. They were all amazing. Like, Orchestra's Fears was so good that Caribou did an All Tomorrow's Parties, and he booked Tori Amwa, Fortet, Caribou, Orchestra's Fears, and Theo Parrish. You know, it's like, that's how good everyone was that week. That's how good that camp was. So yeah, coolies. All right, we got one more.
Okay.
This one I'd like to send out to all of the creative people who have been affected by this latest lockdown. It's a mantra to get you through by the band that deals only in mantras, really. And I think it'll, if you just play it whenever you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed, it'll help you get through it, I think. So this is Voom. You want to push go there, Baker?
Missed.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you guys for having me.
We'll be back. Tear for the other's way.
We'll be back.
Just
be back.
Worth noting that Voom was going to play Field of Dreams 2 as well. Just thought I'd mention that.
Also cancelled.
R.I.P. Field of Dreams.
Booked first. Don't concentrate directly on my voice. Just listen to the music and relax. Relax deeply. Your friends won't interrupt you now. The world isn't waiting for you. You just relax, relax deeply and relax. Relax deeply and just relax. Just relax, children, just relax. All you lovers, just relax. And relax, relax deeply, and just relax. Don't hold yourself together anymore. Let go of all you know and believe. You'll just relax, relax deeply, and relax. And just relax, children, just relax. All you lovers, just relax, deeply, deeply, deeply. Kirk, brother man, you've got a season pass, I'm going to call it, to the Auckland Art Gallery. Congratulations.
What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland Art Gallery, Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.